Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Going to dive into three quicker players here, a little bit lower down the line, although one of them has some high-level supporters. But getting to the back end of the running back position, just going to group these guys together. So we'll do Kenny Ngwangwu. He's out of Iowa State. So caught a little tape of him, and he's pretty swift. He has some cutting ability. Particularly good from side to side. And so I was really interested in sort of knowing, I didn't get a ton of tape on him, but I was really interested in getting to know a little bit more just because I was like, man, he moves in ways that are just really, really compelling. And so, again, I watch all the tape before I watch any of the combine stuff. Comes in 6 foot flat, 212. So you said, okay, that's pretty good. 4.29. 22 bench, 37 vert, 125 broad, 4.15 short shuttle, 6.75 three cone drill. That is good for a 99.5 percentile speed score of 125.2. That's wrong. That is a 99.5 percentile. 40-yard dash, it is 100th percentile in terms of speed score. So you're looking at the best speed score since 2000 for a running back. I think there might have been one higher, but yeah, he's right there. He's right at the top. Bench press, 68th percentile. Vert, 79th percentile. Broad jump, 88th. Short shuttle, 75th. Three cone, 95th. Adjusted three cone, 87th. So just a wild athlete. So when you look at it, was pretty productive in terms of some of the receiving stuff. He's about, in terms of yards after contact, 52nd percentile, 3.14 yards after contact. So good, not great. 92% of target, that's 89th percentile. 94.5% market share receptions. That is a 92nd percentile, 0.5 yards per route run. So that's not great. But you know, I think it's one of those things too, where you can get, he's being used a lot. And so I think there's a couple of ways you can look at that data. If they're being used a lot, that's some comfort in the receiving, right? That is an incomplete profile for me. So what I mean by that is if you're being used a lot and just not being thrown to, it isn't necessarily an indication you're not good. It can be an offensive schematic thing, right? It can be sort of, hey, we're going to use you on that sort of that flat stretcher and we're trying to create some space with the linebacker and so we can throw over the top of him. And, you know, that he basically uses a horizontal field stretcher. You can see that sort of stuff in some of these new offenses. And they're just, hey, never going to throw it to the running back, but we're just going to sort of spread that. We're trying to spread that linebacker and throw over the top of him. So I think that's certainly stuff that's possible. But just the athletic profile is incredible. And it's unicorn-like. So that's just the thing with him. Again, he's not really on the draft radar. Again, maybe we'll get some, now that we sort of have some more of this data, we might get some of these mock drafts updating with, you know, 7-round mocks or anything like that. We just don't there's a really small sample of that. And so you're not going to see a ton of this data where he's going to go, if he's going to be more of a day three guy. Torn Achilles, 2017. So that's something there. Grinding the mocks is only showing up 9 running backs right now. So, I do think there's probably some more guys that are relevant. Like, he's one of them, but it's just not showing up some of that deeper data with these running backs. So he's definitely, if he's a UDFA, he's like a priority watch guy. Really, really interesting profile. Khalil Herbert, has drawn some bigger praise here recently. Again, he's another one that doesn't have a that doesn't have a grinding the mocks profile. That doesn't have a grinding the mocks expected draft position, I should say. But is getting some positive attention. You know, I know Matt Waldman likes him quite a bit. He's out of Virginia Tech. I was really impressed by his ability to sort of hit holes. And, you know, some of these guys, they dance, they do all this stuff. Like, his ability to set up a run and cut to hit a hole, and his ability to get into the second level, it's just really, really, really compelling. Strings cuts together in ways that are just are excellent. And so when I was watching these guys, I just did a, like, basically kind of like a 5-6 hour bender. And it was one of those, like, he just jumped off the screen in terms of his ability to cut, move things together. He's a little undersized, but he's constantly finding holes. And he's constantly, maximizing. And really the stringing together the cuts. He's one of those guys for me that I think is really going to could maximize any opportunity he gets. Again, we'll see sort of what he ultimately gets in terms of pedigree. But he basically checks, I mean, he checks physical boxes too. So 210, 446, so that's good. 22 bench, 33 vert, 115 broad, 4.31 short shuttle, 6.96 three cone. That's a 78th percentile speed score, 83rd percentile in terms of the 40. The vert below, you know, the vert 27%, broad 27%. So you look at some of that burst jumping ability, that's on the lower end. Short shuttle, 37th percentile, three cone, 68th percentile. So he's slightly better than expectation as well. So 68th percentile in terms of that, of his performance compared to his what you would expect by his body size. Just some vicious sidesteps. It's really like there's some vicious cutting that it's really, really interesting in terms of how he sets up runs, how he can make guys miss fast downhill. Is he the most dynamic player in terms of open field, that sort of thing? No, but I think really is a player that could come in and potentially maximize. So he's definitely one. He's going to be a watch on that sort of day three type radar. Wouldn't shock me if he actually got into some of the day two stuff as well. 0.75 yards per route run, so that's 18th percentile. Market share of carries. He split some time there, so 68% market share of carries, 63% market share of rushing yards, 75% market share of receiving yards. That's 69th percentile. The other two are right about 50. His PFF grade, composite grade, 77.85. That is 69th percentile. Yards after contact, 83rd percentile. So when you look at that, it's pretty good all around. So I like it quite a bit in terms of checks a lot of boxes. Again, is he going to go early on day two? No. Would it shock me if he went late day two? No, it wouldn't. So that's definitely the thing they're going to watch for. He's a guy that I think could potentially come out of the ether a little bit and surprise some folks. Jarrett Patterson out of Buffalo is the last one we'll cover here. Again, he's an undersized guy. At 195, he ran 4.54. That's a speed score of 91.8, 25th percentile. Vert 30, broad jump 117, short shuttle 4.35, and three cone 7.03. Those are very middling, sort of right about the 50th percentile all the way across the board there, with the exception of the short shuttle, which is 28th percentile. He missed 2020. The yards per route run, 0.93 yards per route run, 40th percentile. Only 19 career catches. PFF likes him quite a bit in terms of the market, in terms of the composite score, 83.8, 91st percentile. And yards after contact, he is up at the 88th percentile. So he's playing at a lower level. So that's really the thing with him. Sometimes you look at these guys and you say, he's taking it to them, or he's not, maybe he's not physically dominant, but he gives as well as he gets. Jarrett Patterson was constantly getting better than he gives, right? So he's constantly like, he's just seemed ragdolled and like almost like a wrestling hip toss on some of these tackles. I just thought he's pretty overwhelmed. I think he's gonna blend in, and he kind of reminds me of a guy like Akram Wadley, who had some buzz and just didn't have enough juice. It didn't have enough of it to offer. But yeah, I mean that's really the question for me is I didn't see him really be as fast as he tested, and he's just small. And if you're not going to be, right, if you're not going to be a dynamo at that size, you're not really particularly that useful. So that's really the thing with him. I know he has drawn some attention. He's drawn, you know, some discussion of potentially being a day three guy. I've seen some of these, you know, oh, here's a sleeper guy. I just, at that size, like you have to excel, and he just doesn't. So that's the concern there with him. And so he's probably one that I'm not going to be targeting. The other two, very interesting to me. But I figured I'd wrap all these three guys up. You know, we're almost to the end of running backs. Get a couple of the big dogs left that we'll do one more show on, and then we'll sort of transition to the wide receiver position. But figured I could loop these three guys in together. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.